Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
So many thrills. So many spills. So many champions. So many defeats.
Unbelievable. Oh.
Triple M is proud to present a special podcast series. MG's Decade of Rugby League.
Yes, the Decade of Rugby League. MG, we are exploring it from every angle. 2010 through 2019. Crazy. It's when you look back on all the elements of it that we're going over, it's been an amazing 10 years of rugby league.
Oh, it's been a fantastic decade of rugby league. And when you kind of look at some of the players, some of the players you forget, and some of the moments you forget, and some of the coaching performances you forget. And until you go back through the archives and you go, okay, let's start to narrow this down. Let's see what we can make of it.
MG, the big debate we're going to have today is player of the decade. 2010 through 2019, I don't have the data on exactly how many players played through that period, but you are going to decide who the best player of the last 10 years of rugby league has been. But before we do that,
yes,
coach
of
the decade. We're gonna the decision makers, the puppet masters.
Yeah.
Coach of the decade from 2010 to 2019.
Who are the nominees?
Well, the nominees are, and we should give some honourable mentions first.
Yep.
We haven't got any of these three blokes on our shortlist. Shane Flanagan, 2016 Premiership coach with the Sharks. Michael Maguire, 2014 Premiership coach with Souths. And Paul Green, the 2015 Premiership coach with the Cowboys. And again, like in all of these, we're not in any way trying to undermine the achievements of these men. You know, Michael Maguire now in charge of the West Tigers, so he's got a few other little strings to the bow of his coaching in this decade.
This is purely for water cooler chatter.
Exactly. So, four nominees in the Coach of the Year category, Coach of the Decade category. Des Hasler, Wayne Bennett, Trent Robinson, and Craig Bellamy.
I can make this quick if you want.
No, don't make it too quick.
I can make it quick and narrow it down to two straight away.
Fine. Narrow it down to two.
Okay, well, I take out Bennett and I take out Hasler. They've won one comp.
You take out Bennett, just like that.
Well, he's only won the one premiership in this decade, and that was with the Dragons.
Oh, yes, too.
In 2010.
So, that's right.
His 90s were epic.
Mm.
Runner-up of the Broncos in 15 with a loss to the Cowboys. He missed finals in 2012 and 2014 with the Knights, and was Dalian Coach of the Year in 2015. So, while he's coaching, he's always going to be considered, you know,
the master,
the poobah.
Mm.
But I think Craig Bellamy's taken over that mantelpiece as the GOAT.
Just quickly, Des Hasler as well. We'll quickly acknowledge him. 2010, 2011, and 2019 with Manly. 2012 through 2017 with the Bulldogs. He won a premiership. Runner-up with the Bulldogs twice. Dalian Coach of the Year 2013. The only year he missed the finals was in 2017.
And what did Manly this year,
15th
to 6th, was phenomenal for the team. So who knows what would have happened if Tom Turbo stayed fit.
Yeah, all right. So you're making it a race in two between the Roosters, Trent Robinson, who doesn't have the full decade, which might count against him, 2013 through till 2019, and Craig Bellamy, who has been in charge of the Storm for the entire decade.
Yeah, look, as I just mentioned, I think that Wayne Bennett, for mine, was the coach that I always wish I would have been coached by, whether it be club or rep footy. Would have been fantastic to get insight into what he does before a game, his speeches, how he goes after a game after a loss, how he celebrates after a win. Now Craig Bellamy is that kind of coach that I wish that I was part of, you know. Mm. He just seems to make players better, and he does it with ease. His success rate is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And Trent Robinson, since coming to the Roosters from, I think, Catalan in the Super League, he's just made every post a winner.
He's won three premierships. Three premierships. Unbelievably, he's only been Dalian Coach of the Year once.
Yeah.
Which seems, I don't know. But three premierships, four minor premierships.
Yep.
So they've, apart from 2016, they have never finished lower than second. And they only missed the finals in 2016 under his reign.
And apart from 2016, the Roosters under him have never finished lower than second.
That's incredible. That's incredible. So three times premiership coach versus Craig Bellamy, two times premiership coach, three times Dalian Coach of the Year. 2010 was the year that they were docked their points for the salary cap breaches. That's the only year of this decade that they haven't played finals.
Look, these two, toss a coin. We spoke about, and it's ironic that the teams of the decade are also two teams that these guys have coached. Mm. And, you know, Trent Robinson did come into coaching with the Roosters with a fantastic team assembled. But you've got to be a really good conductor of that orchestra to make them play good music.
Mm.
Take that one if you want.
Yeah, I like it.
And he did. He hit the ground with tempo. And everything that he done, the players have bought in. The Roosters have also all of a sudden become a club that everyone wants to go to.
Mm.
And you know why? Trent Robinson. Trent Robinson's the man. Everyone who, and the way he handled Latrell Mitchell recently with saying that, you know what, Latrell's done what he had to do for the Roosters. We have no ill feeling. All this sentiment in the media, and we're part of the media, that was, you know, everyone thought it was a hostile, you know, falling out, was far from it.
Yeah.
It's far from it. It's business.
All right. So
I really rate Trent Robinson for, and that's Bellamy. Oh, man. You know, you take out Slater, you take out Kronk, and you go, well, there's no way they're going to win a bloody game. Well, guess what? They nearly won the comp this year, and they probably should have won the comp, really, if they probably had a halfback that was up to the occasion.
Mm.
But they didn't, and in the end, they faltered because of that reason. But look, Bellamy's yet the coach of losing NRL season, maintaining a better than 50% win or loss ratio for each season as his coach, which is what, 20 years. So,
who's your coach of the decade?
Trent Robinson.
You're giving it to Robbo.
Trent Robinson.
Oh.
Three comps in that time. Back the first time anyone's gone back to back in 25 years. He's unlocked the key.
Yeah.
He's unlocked the vault with the key, and he's done it beautifully. I don't know how he did it. I didn't think the Roosters would win this year. I really, deep down, didn't think they'd win the comp.
You have given me a JT-like dummy there, because everything you just fed me in the lead-up, yes, thought you were giving me Craig Bellamy, and you've...
I can't go past Robinson.
Robinson, Trent Robinson, MG's coach of the decade. All right, let's transition.
Oh, this is going to be
good
hard.
Good luck, good luck. Player of the decade, 2010 through 2019. There is, Digital Tony's done an outstanding bit of prep work on this.
Tony has done a friggin' great job.
The shortlist is about two dozen players long. There are some people, and you have a listen to the honourable mentions. Sam Thaiday, Justin Hodges, Jesse Bromwich, Corey Parker, Darius Boyd, Brett Morris, Luke Lewis. They're honourable mentions who we won't even get a chance to discuss. There's Dally M's, there's Golden Boots, there's Premierships, there's State of Origins, there's everything. Now, we should just say that the qualifying criteria here also takes in consider State of Origin. So it's not just your club performance, it's State of Origin.
Yep.
It's also part international representative teams as well. So all things considered, is there anybody on this shortlist, MG, that you want to a quick farewell to?
Well, there's 16 names. Let's get rid of maybe three to start with, okay? Jimmy Maloney, I think, is the last name down the bottom of the page. So Jimmy goes, even though he's been a fantastic contributor to any team he's gone to.
Two premierships.
Made them all better.
Just a winner, too.
He's a winner. And he took the Warriors to the grand final in 2011. But just the cog below the guys that are going to be in the top three or four.
James Maloney, absolute winner, and his NRL career now comes to an end at this decade as well, which is a nice little ribbon wrapped on it. All right, anybody else?
Let's just go from the bottom where we've got Tedesco. We can get rid of Teddy.
Oh.
Teddy's last two, 3 years have been fantastic, but not the whole decade.
And do you know what is interesting as well is that in 10 years' time when we do this exercise again and you're in your rocking chair, James Tedesco, because of him sort of straddling decades, he might not get enough into the next decade either. But, all right, James Tedesco, two premierships, Dally M, Wally Lewis medal and Brad Fittler medal, Rugby League Player of the Year twice, and a little bit of time representing Italy as well at a World Cup.
Yeah.
Or at a couple of World Cups.
Okay, above him is SBW, Sonny Bill Williams. That's real Sonny out of this equation as well. Came back in 2013, premiership with the Roosters. Run up in the World Cup with the his Rugby League Players of the Year in 2000. So 13 was his
It was an amazing season.
Especially after being out playing Union. Now he's just signed the richest ever deal in rugby league. Good luck to him. He's got a young family with him now, and he just seems to be going from strength to strength.
All right. Sonny Bill, well done.
Gow's been one of them guys who have just been there and done it. 2006 premiership winning as a coach.
Captain.
Maybe coached as well.
On field coach.
2014 Origin Series winner as a captain. Wally Lewis medal winner in 2014. So he had a magnificent season in 2014, and then he kept on keeping on. You know, he just, obviously he's given it away now. His pursuit now is boxing. So we wish him all the luck with it.
I will say he's not going to get your Player of the Decade Award, but he's almost, and we don't think of him in this light, but he could arguably be given the Villain of the Decade Award.
Oh, yeah, he could be.
And I don't mean that in a Cronulla Sharks fan, just before you come storming the door.
No.
I mean that in...
I think Gow would love that accolade.
Rugby league is built on stories and narratives.
Yes.
And Gow, for the last decade...
was in nearly every one of them.
...has played his role to absolute perfection. And if you read his book, he talks about the fact that he knew that was his role to play. This Queensland Origin dynasty, which we'll speak about in the... A Decade of Rugby League Queensland, a Decade of Rugby League State of Origin podcast, that would not have been as enthralling if Paul Gallen's not the New South Wales captain.
Couldn't agree more. And I think you can probably throw Robbie Farrow into that mix as well.
Good. Yes, absolutely. Shout out to Robbie. All right, Gow's gone.
Tam Lolo, above him. He has gone as well. 2015 premiership winner, Dalian medal winner in 2016. So his last 4 or 5 years has been epic, but not the whole decade. We've got to take in the last, since 2010, which is a long time.
I would, and you know what, there is another podcast coming out, MG, as part of this series, where it's going to be sort of everything else that we haven't had a chance to touch on. Jason Taumalolo's in the conversation for the revolutionary of the decade.
Oh, he's...
Not only for the position.
Yeah.
But also for the international impact he's had with his switch to Tonga.
Yep, him and Fifita got to have a big slap on the back for their stance and for taking country over money. And it's something that hopefully young kids from Tonga will start to do.
Now, we're rattling through these players thick and fast, but I will just encourage you to flip the page because I think there's a couple of players on another page that you...
No, I've got them and I'm coming to them.
Okay, my apologies
coming
then.
To them. Yep. Boyd Cordner.
You are not dismissing him.
Question mark.
Ooh.
He's in the.
All right.
He stays in.
We'll come back to Boyd.
Sammy Burgess, of Wah. He's been a
sparkly eyed man.
He's just been a real entertainer. As far as, I suppose, characteristics characters of the decade, he'd be in the top three.
I'm going to put that as a category in the other podcast. But characters of the decade.
Characters of the decade.
Sammy Burgess might just be...
Yeah, his English counterpart would go close to winning it as well. James Graham. Yeah, James. So
that was more Scottish.
Sammy, 2000... Were you Sean Connery then? Sam Burgess, 2014 Premiership winner with a broken cheekbone. Clive Churchill, medal winner the same year and World Cup finalist with Great Britain.
You imagine Sammy Burgess' grand final performance probably in 10 moments that mattered of the decade. Podcast, so I think it will be.
I think so.
Yeah.
RTS.
Oh,
look, he's got to be in the conversation.
He's just added a golden boot to his CV as well.
He's got to be in the conversation. Let's not forget that he goes all the way back to 2013 Premiership with the Roosters when he's on the wing, and he's just gone from strength to strength. Dalian winner last year, World Cup runner up in 13, most running meters ever in the NRL. Averages, you know. I think one game he ran 367 metres, and that's... I think Taumalolo, back to him too. He was the first player or first forward in the NRL history to run over 5,000 metres. So you were talking about how he's changed the game. That adds, you know, more proof to your pudding that, yeah, Taumalolo is the man who's setting unbelievable records.
So you're keeping RTS in the conversation?
I'm keeping him in the conversation.
All right.
Hargraves, Jared Waru Hargraves, I will omit.
Three premierships in this decade.
Well, anyone with three premierships got to be in the combo, don't they?
Yeah.
26 games for New Zealand, including the World Cup final in 2013 and 10, Four Nations win. So he has been a massive part of both New Zealand and the Roosters' juggernaut in the last decade.
And I reckon if you polled Roosters fans over the last decade, which player have they most enjoyed watching, for just the fact that he's been there for the entire decade. Yeah. Boyd Cordner would be in the conversation as well. They haven't had Teddy for that long, and they only had Cooper Cronk for the couple of years.
Yeah.
Latrell maybe, but Warrior Hargraves. So that what he brings that side, I reckon he'd be right up there.
He's a fan favourite. And the guy we're about to omit as well is probably the Queensland version of Hargraves, and that's Matt Scott.
It strikes me you would have loved playing with Matt Scott.
He reminds me of a lot of the forwards I played with back in my day. Very uncompromising. Just head down, ass up. You know, no matter what was said or done to him on the footy field, he wouldn't react. And that takes a lot of courage and strength, because sometimes you let your emotions go and you regret what you do after it. Well, I've never seen Matt Scott rattled.
I'm sure we'll get to it in the State of Origin podcast as well, but it strikes me that he's one Queensland forward, and at NRL level as well, that other forwards, when they thought, let's try and wind this mob up, but let's not go after Matt Scott.
Yeah, you're 100% right. It's fruitless.
Yeah, exactly.
No point. Okay.
Amazing decade of football for Matt Scott as well, though. But he's gone.
He's gone. Scotty's gone. Now we get to a page of red-hot favourites. Cameron Smith. Let's just put a little question mark next to Cameron Smith. Cooper Cronk.
Yeah, probably got to keep a little
question mark. Jonathan Thurston. Oh, yeah. Question mark.
Heard of him.
I think we can take GI out.
Interesting.
I think we can take GI out of the equation.
Tell me why.
2014 premiership with South, and a big reason why they did win the comp. Part of that Queensland Origin dynasty that we'll talk about. And, you know, these upteen triumphs for Australia are one of the highlights as well. But I just think the other guys that we're about to speak about, and they're all Queenslanders except for Cordner and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, I think they just had more of an impact in this last decade than GI has.
Ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a very Merry Christmas. But if he'd stayed with the Melbourne Storm...
Different story, isn't it?
I don't know if anybody else wins a premiership. But also,
that's true.
His CV looks a lot... And it's not by any means an unawarded CV at all. But just the one premiership in the decade, whereas his fellow Storm players have got a couple, and Cooper Cronk's got four. But GI just... You know, God, I don't know how they work the salary cap, but, you know, you wonder what might have been had he not taken on the challenge of going to the Bunnies.
Oh, look, what you just said, maybe no other team would have won a comp, because they would have been just red hot. He will be remembered. He could even be immortal. I think he will be one day, but I think the other guys will be front of him. Jared Hayne, very similar. To GI, Jared Hayne in 2009, I remember, had a year, just was unstoppable. I suppose the little...
Is sojourn?
I was about to say sojourn.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you said it, because now I know how to say it. Sojourn to the NFL kind of eliminates him somewhat. And coming back, once he came back from the NFL, well, he didn't reach any great heights, did he?
You forget that year, like, he left at the peak of his powers.
Yeah.
He was 2014, they lost in the grand final, but he won the Dally M. He was the top try scorer, rep a New South Wales player of the year.
Yeah.
It was literally going out on top.
Yeah, he did. And who, again, if you, we say what if GI stayed with Melbourne, what if Jared Hayne stayed in rugby league? What if he didn't go to the NFL?
Parramatta might have that.
Well, they might have the elusive first premiership since 86. Yeah. And they might have, you know. But look, I think fantastic player at peak of his powers. Well, there was no better to watch.
Yeah, all right, we're ruling out Jared Hayne, player of the decade.
Billy Slater is in the conversation.
Well, all right. Well, MG has gone through and put a black line definitively through a bunch of these blokes, which leaves us with 6 players: yes. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, Boyd Cordner. Billy Slater, Jonathan Thurston, Cooper Cronk, and Cameron Smith.
Okay. Let's first take out one of these Queenslanders.
Oh.
I've got to take out either Slater, Thurston, Cronk, or Smith.
Yeah, good luck.
Yep. And I think I'm going to take out Cameron Smith. Even though I think he's the best player in the world. The best player I've seen. I think I've got to take out...
I'm literally speechless.
I said I think.
How?
I don't know. I'm just thinking. I'm brewing out this as we speak.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
To give you... Buy you a little bit of time.
Go for it.
Can I suggest that Roger Tuivasa-Sheck's ineligibility for State of Origin probably rules him out?
Yeah, you're right.
And look, for the Kiwi fans, for the Warriors fans out there, I know this might seem unfair, but we are talking about the decade of rugby league.
Yep.
And like it or not, State of Origin is a huge part of that.
Mm.
Unfortunately for RTS. And look, this guy's got so much football ahead of him, and he's just added the golden boot.
Yeah, I think
I'm going to make that decision for you.
I think you're right. I think that State of Origin eligibility or lack of does rule out RTS.
All right, so then there were five.
Okay.
So four Queenslanders and Boyd Cordner.
Oh, Boydie, you're up against you, mate. Let's go through Boyd Cordner's decade
CV.
First.
Hmm.
Three premierships, three Origin Series wins, 2017 World Cup winner, first to ever captain a side to a premiership, an Origin, and Australian win in the same year.
That's incredible. And he captained the Roosters back-to-back teams. That three Origin Series is quite remarkable.
Yeah.
When you consider this Queensland dynasty.
Well, he's been a big part of why we fought back.
Hmm.
You know, him and Brad Fittler and the coaching staff and the self-belief they had, and also some retirements from the Queenslanders.
Does he... Let me ask you this about Boyd. As an individual player, because we're talking player of the decade, not team of the decade, not group of the decade, whatever. As an individual player, does he match up against these four Queenslanders?
No, he doesn't. So, Boydo, a River Dutchie.
It's with a heavy heart, because he's one of our favourites.
To be the fifth best player in the decade is not a bad accolade.
I'm sure he'd take it.
I'd think he'd take it every day of the week.
All right, which leaves us with the four usual suspects.
Oh.
Billy, JT, Cooper, and Smithy.
Okay, so I've just said that Cameron Smith, I could rule him out. Well, now I'm looking at his CV, and I really can't rule him out, because to be the first ever player to play 400 games is just something that I don't think we'll ever see again. I don't think we'll see a player do it in my time anyway. To be part of that dynasty with Queensland, to be the captain of Melbourne, to be a goal kicker. He is the best player that I've ever seen play the game. I think, full stop. But if we're talking about performances of the day, so saying that, I'm eliminating Billy Slater.
Okay. Well, okay, before we go back to Smith.
I'm keeping Smith in.
Smith stays. So Smith finishes top three. Slater knocked off at in the fourth spot.
Yep.
Two-time premiership player.
I'm looking at players who, if you took them out of their team would not have won a comp. And I think with Cameron Smith out of the Storm, there's no way. Cameron Smith out of Queensland, there's no way. Billy Slater, well, he was out for a year, and they still prevailed without him.
And unfortunately, when we get to this point, we actually have to start comparing them against one another.
That's right. So I think Billy's the best fullback I've seen, but if Cameron Smith's the best player I've seen, then he stays. So Billy is out.
Billy Slater.
We get down to our final three.
The podium.
Mm-hmm.
The dais. Dais or dais?
Dais. And let's cut to the chase. In third spot is Cooper Cronk.
Stop. You've just said in third place, Cooper Cronk.
Yep. In third place, with the bronze medal of the decade, the player who is third is Cooper Cronk.
Third.
I just think the two above him, and I can't believe I even looked at Cameron Smith and thought he'd be the fifth or sixth best player. This is like sensory overload. This is today looking at all these players and what a great decade they've had.
It is. Cooper Cronk, four premierships, MG, and you're not giving him player of the decade.
I think, look, Cooper Cronk is one of them guys who just got everything out of his body and his ability that I think will be a poster boy for many young kids about hard work pays off.
Two Dally M's.
Yeah.
A golden boot.
I know that. And he came from the Melbourne Storm, then went to the Roosters. He never had any hardship whatsoever as far as teammates around him go.
That's true.
And that's one thing that I think why I've gone for him. If he went from the Storm to the, let's say, Raiders and they won the comp.
Yeah.
Hard to not give him the best player of the decade.
Well, let me ask you this then. Do the Roosters win? How many premierships over the last 2 years do the Roosters win if they don't get rid of Mitchell Pearce and bring Cooper Cronk in? So Mitchell Pearce is still your halfback alongside Luke Keary.
It's a very hard question to answer. But I think it's pretty much a like for like. I think what Cooper Cronk done, he brought a real level of stability to the Roosters. Mitchell Pearce was still in great form when he left. Do they get
a premiership in one premiership?
Yeah, I think they do. I'm not sure whether they get back to back, but I'm sure they get one in the 2 years that Mitchell would be there. Yeah.
All right, Cooper Cronk, the third best player of the decade.
Mm-hmm.
Which leaves us with two. Bloke by the name of Jonathan Thurston and another bloke by the name of Cameron Smith.
Well, I keep looking at this 400 games and I find it very hard not to... And I said that the best player I've ever seen is Cameron Smith, but I find it very hard to go past Jonathan Thurston's decade when he... If I look at his CV, brought the first premiership to the Cowboys on the back of his shoulders, part of the dynasty, State of Origin all-time highest point scorer, Dally M winner in 2014 and 15, Golden Boot winner three times in that decade, Rugby League Players Association three times.
Let me ask you this question, just to help you sort through it. Who has been bigger in the Origin period out of these two?
Oh, I think Thurston.
You think Thurston's...
I think Thurston. I think they could have won more. Look, I think they could have won games without Thurston.
Mm.
I don't think Queensland could have won as many games without Smith, if that makes sense.
So you think Thurston was the better player?
Yep.
But Smith was more important. I actually think I remember a couple of years back, we did something in one of our season launches, and Peter Sterling said something very, very similar, that I believe we asked a question of who would you take, and I think Sterlo's response was something along the lines of Cameron Smith's the most influential player I've ever seen, but Jonathan Thurston's the best player I've ever seen, or something to that effect.
Yeah, well, I played against Joey Johns in my latter stages of my career, and playing against him was quite scary because you didn't know what was going to happen. So I probably rate Thurston the second best halfback behind Joey.
Really?
So, yeah, I do.
Okay, so if...
But I think Cameron Smith is the best player I've seen, but as far as decades go, with a drum roll...
Oh, hold on. Before you give your reveal, let me ask you this. Does the fact that Cameron Smith, for the past decade, has been supported by the likes of Billy Slater and Cooper Cronk, and for a period there, Greg Inglis, weigh in? Does it...
Of course it does. I mean...
Not that Jonathan Thurston has had Muggs playing alongside him.
But he's been a one-man band as far as the superstars go. He's created the superstars around him. And Craig Bellamy kind of created the Melbourne superstars around that team.
Mm.
You know, I don't think Paul Green is the coach that Craig Bellamy is, with all due respect. But I think the way that Jonathan Thurston... Three golden boots. Come on. Three times you've been, like, in that decade. In 2011, 2013, 2000, that kind of sums it up. That
right.
sums it up.
2010 through 2019, the decade of rugby league, MG.
Coming in the silver medal, the 400-gamer, Cameron Smith. That means that Jonathan Thurston is my player of the decade.
Where will he hold up all time?
Oh, he'll be an immortal. He'll be an immortal within 5 years. I think probably in the next ballot, you might even see someone like... Lockyer and maybe Thurston go into it. But I know Thurston will definitely be an immortal.
His impact from, I guess, not only from State of Origin club level, but the fact that he went to the Cowboys made, not that they were irrelevant beforehand, but he made them
relevant,
matter it in did. A big, big way.
I was doing some property developments, you know, ambassadorships with a company up there in the late 2000s, and JT had just arrived, and, you know, he was just this young kid who not many people knew much about. And then once a decade turned, you know, he started winning game after game for the Cowboys, and he started dominating at Origin. And I think his legacy will be that he, a bit like Cooper Cronk, got the most out of his body. Because if you look at Jonathan Thurston, he doesn't look like a rugby league player.
Hmm.
He's got very slim shoulders, and he just keeps getting up when blokes would bash him. And I think he's the player of the decade.
What's for yours? What are the defining characteristics of JT from this decade, from a player point of view? What was it that separated him from every other halfback?
Just never gave up. If they were behind by 20 points, he would try his ass off to get them 20 points back. If it was 5 minutes to go, every play was his last play.
Was his show and go his defining move?
Oh, his dummy was fantastic. His kicking game was fantastic. His goal kicking was fantastic. His defense for a little man was fantastic. So he's got all the traits. He's got all the traits to be an immortal. And the more I think about it, the more I think that he was the best player that we've seen this last decade, from 2010 to 2019.
All right, there you have it. The player of the decade, 2010 through 2019, Jonathan Thurston. Cameron Smith coming in second. Cooper Cronk coming in third. Billy Slater got fourth. And Boyd Cordner, the New South Wales Roosters captain, rounded out the top five. Whew. That was tough.
It was tough. It was very tough eliminating players, because it's very subjective, and it's
what a crop though.
Oh, what a crop.
Can you believe that all these players have existed in the last 10 years?
We've been lucky, man. We've been very lucky. You know, everyone thinks about the domination that Queensland have and go, oh, that wasn't good for Origin. Yes, it was. It was fantastic for Origin, because now New South Wales have got that fire in their belly to do exactly the same thing. And Queensland are trying to fight back and not let them do it. And it's just, Origin is just getting bigger and bigger every year. And I just can't wait for Origin in 2020.
Well, look, he's missed out on the player of the decade. But let's be realistic. Cameron Smith's a chance to win player of the next decade as well.